Dr. Ash had moved into Hawthorne Manor. He became the first human to live in Wormwood in 200 years, and our de facto human expert. He was from my hometown when I was alive, even if he hadn't known me. I wanted to know everything I could.
Wait, Sweetgum has a college?
A small one. Almost everyone ends up there. Only some of us managed to make it out of that town.
Did you go there?
I am almost everyone, I guess. Degree in music composition, minor in library science.
I, for one, am impressed you were able to get into college at all.
Ha 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 ha! You're hilarious!
My old class would be going there, right?
Most likely.
That's it!
What's it?
How I can find out who I was when I was alive! Go and talk to the other people who I went to high school with!
You're gonna just show up looking like a dead girl and ask a bunch of suspicious questions.
I could tell them I'm a distant cousin. Petra Jackson.
This seems like a bad idea.
Bad ideas are all these two do.
Bad ideas are my life now. This is who I've become.
We should head out tonight.
Nah, the place will be dead. No offense.
None taken.
Well, I'm not dead, so my opinion doesn't count.
Then tomorrow morning, we head to campus.
Wrong. It's not good for your mental health to obsess about something that might not have answers. Not to mention how much danger it puts us all in.
Staying away from Sweetgum can't be good for my mental health either. Zabel, you're a master at glamour spells. It'll be easy for you to keep us safe.
You think I'm a master?
I know you are. So, are we all going to Sweetgum U tomorrow?
Better than going to the high school again.
Wait, Hanako, did you ever see me while haunting Sweetgum High?
After almost 70 years, all the faces start to look the same.
Fine. We'll meet at sunrise for the most important meal of the day. Georgie, I'll pack you a brains lunch so you don't try to eat anybody.
You don't have to worry about that.
Georgie, zombies need brains to exist. If they don't satisfy their hunger for brains, they become unpredictable. Dangerous.
I'm not like other zombies, remember?
We'll still take it with us, just in case.
I rolled my eyes at Zabel. There was no way I was going to lose control or whatever. The next morning, we set out bright and early. I was forced to carry a Tupperware full of caramelized brains with capers, thoughtfully prepared by Zabel. The campus was small, just a few brick buildings. Cobblestone walkways connected everything to a central quad surrounded by palm trees swaying in the breeze. Thanks to Zabel's glamour, I wasn't worried about being recognized. She kept my facial features close to my natural ones, only altering them slightly. Yet I looked like a complete stranger. Large glass windows and doors filled the building with natural light. The white walls were covered with various awards and large oil portraits, and it all reeked of humans. Zombies smell humans strongly. A vestigial advantage from when we lived off hunting them.
We gotta find Vincent Lambert. Kid's got this town wrapped around his finger and knows everything about everyone.
Is he the town figurehead?
No, he's just a guy everybody likes.
I remember the name. People would gossip about him in the bathroom. Then I'd scare them. Then it was nice and quiet.
Why are we seeing him?
First, he knows everything about everyone. Second, he was in your graduating class.
Ash took off, weaving through the crowded hallways, and we followed. Did you know that humans have an attractive, savory smell? Lots of umami. The delicious scent of brain meat wafted through the air. That custard-like creaminess was just sitting in their skulls, untouched. Suddenly, I was grateful Zabel had made me bring a lunch.
Vincent!
Vincent Lambert stood before us, brightly smiling and welcome. The perfect boy next door.
Hey, man! I thought you were out in bustling Tampa.
Had some loose ends to tie up. I brought a couple of friends with me. This is Zabel, Hanako, and
Petra! Petra Jackson. Petra Roberta Jackson. Junior.
Hello, it's nice to meet you. You look a little familiar. Have we met?
No. No, we have not. I am a new person in town, so it is not possible. Not even a little. Because I'm new.
Very cool.
Ash says you knew my cousin.
Oh, yeah?
Georgie Romero.
He wilted a little,
nodding solemnly. It must have been a sore spot.
Yeah, I knew her.
I've been trying to learn more about her. Since we lost her.
I get it. I lost my mom a few years back.
I lost my mom too! Dead mom twins!
Isabel, what?
She's fine. Dead mom humor. I got you. Helps with the pain. Let's pound one out.
Pound out what? Oh! Fists! You want to... touch fists? Thank you. This is refreshing. You are a breath of fresh air, especially compared to this one over here.
Oh, Zabel, you wound me.
Don't be too hard on Ash. He's a good guy when he wants to be.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you remember about her? About Georgie?
She kept to herself. She didn't have a lot of friends, but she was a really cool person. I enjoyed hanging out with her.
Aw, that's sweet of you to say.
Don't fawn over basic human kindness. It's the bare minimum.
I will fawn over whatever I want, Ashley Ramus.
Then, did people hate her?
No, she was just really shy. She was totally a sweet girl.
Yo, get out of the middle of the hallway!
Our gathering was interrupted by Tony Dante, a beefy and intimidating man. I found myself backing up as he approached.
You, why's your face so weird?
What?
Your face. It's weird. Like, familiar.
This is Georgie Romero's cousin, Petra.
Right, that dead chick.
Yes, that dead chick. Very compassionate wording.
Says the woman who shouted dead mom twins at someone 5 minutes ago.
Tony was in the same graduating class as us.
She was pretty hot for a freak. You're like a less hot version of her.
What is wrong with you?
Your face. Bam!
I'm not going to high-five you, Tony.
You're lost, boss. I gotta get to class anyway.
Jerk!
What is wrong with you, man?
Tony had slapped my lunch right out of my hand. I looked down, horrified as caramelized brains oozed out across the floor.
Oh, they'll let anyone go here, won't they?
Explains how you got in.
Georgie, your lunch.
It's no big deal.
I can buy you something from the cafeteria.
No, thank you. I have dietary restrictions. It's safer for me to pack my own lunch.
I'm sorry. Tony is... Tony.
A piece of human garbage.
I'll haunt his dreams tonight.
What?
What?
Let's finish cleaning this up. I have a couple questions to ask you.
Vincent insisted on giving us the full tour of campus and was kind enough to answer all my questions. He confirmed a few things I already knew. Georgie, or I, had loved dancing. I'd been planning to go to some college out of state, but I'd never said where. I could have strangled living me for not telling him everything. Now and then, my stomach would release a loud gurgling. Zabel would shoot me a concerned look, but I always avoided them. Not aware of the danger we were all in yet. Vincent finally brought us to the last part of the tour. The auditorium. It seemed big for a college of this size, obviously very new and shiny. It was empty, except for a young woman on the stage. She was repeating several dance movements, working to connect them together. She seemed to have no idea what to do with her feet as she danced. When she saw Vincent, she lit up like a Halloween lantern.
Claire, I didn't expect you to be here.
Hi, Vincent. Just practicing. Not that I need it.
Claire King. Perfect makeup, perfect hair, and perfect posture. Her face turned sour. Not so perfect.
Is that Ash Ramus?
In the flesh and blood. Glad to see you're still making the world a worse place to live in.
Who are these fuggos?
Be nice, Claire. These are my friends, Petra, Zabel, and Hanako. Petra is Georgie Romero's cousin. She came to learn more about her.
In response, Claire's face changed color. In that exact moment, I knew she had to have something to do with my death. I didn't know how, but she had to. That was the look of guilt. I knew it in my bones.
I need to get back to practice.
No amount of practicing could help that poor excuse for dancing.
I knew she had something to do with my death, and I would get her back for it. Somehow. I was gonna put Claire in her place.
Excuse me?
You don't know the first thing about dance.
And you do? Looking at that ugly necklace, I'd say you don't even know how to dress yourself.
What does that have to do with dancing?
Accessories are everything in dancing, you half-wit.
Hey, you don't get to call her a half-wit.
Enough! I climbed up on the stage. Claire and I kept trying to stare each other down.
I'll show you what a real dancer looks like.
We should go home. Please?
My eyes were locked on my prey. My hunger pangs were growing, but my loathing was even stronger. I could push my needs aside for a much better dish. Revenge.
Hanako, you're rational. Talk sense into her.
Claire reminds me a lot of the girl who murdered me.
Don't worry, Isabel. Claire could use some competition.
I entered first position. Claire tried to imitate me, and I fought back a laugh at her poor attempt. Hanako grabbed Ash's cell and held it high above her head. She was giving us music! We both began our dance, but the rhythm only pulsed through me. Claire was always a step behind the beat. I was winning! But then, it ripped through me. A hunger pain to top all hunger pains. Eyes locked on Claire's head, thinking about all that delicious brain inside. She wasn't using it, I thought. Why not just take a bite? I was becoming more and more erratic, but I didn't lose the beat. My dancing was getting me closer and closer to Claire. I was going to chomp down on that pretty head of hers.
Stop getting so close. Get away, weirdo.
Hanako, something's wrong.
Stop it. Is everyone in your family a freak?
I snarled. As the music sped up, I moved closer, trying for that one big bite. That's when Isabel grabbed me and pulled me backstage, where Ash and Hanako waited for us. I twisted around in her grasp, biting down on her arm.
Ow!
Isabel's yelp of pain returned me to my senses. I jerked back, releasing her arm. Ash shoved me to the side to get to Isabel. Hanako stared at us wide-eyed.
Isabel! Oh, God! I'm sorry! It's okay! It's okay! We just need to get back to Wormwood. Now.
I couldn't meet Isabel's eyes as we walked out from backstage.
Do you forfeit?
Oh, she's been very sick lately. I have to get her home.
Is everything all right?
Everything's fine. We have to go, though, immediately. Life and death and all that.
Life and death?
Ignore her. She's very hyperbolic.
Be careful getting home. Let me know if I can do anything.
Don't worry, you can't. Go be handsome and stuff somewhere. Georgie Patty Petra will be fine.
They couldn't get me out of there fast enough. I was overcome with shame, even though Isabel tried to console me, saying it was all right. As soon as we got back, she fed me a big serving of brains. Afterward, I felt like me again. But it wouldn't change facts. I really was a monster. There was a hungry, uncontrollable zombie inside of me, always ready to get out if I didn't satiate it. In that moment, I vowed to never let my monstrous side take over ever again.
I am so sorry we didn't learn much.
Are you going to turn into a zombie?
What? No, that's not a thing.
So I'm not contagious?
Only to humans, not other monsters. Be careful around Ash.
Is that something she could do at any time?
The question stung. I knew he was now afraid for his safety, and I really couldn't blame him.
Only if she skips a meal. Next time we'll bring a brains doggy bag.
Are we going back to Sweet Gum College?
Yes. I'm just starting to scratch the surface of my past. And I want to know more about Claire.
Why? She's just the kind of superficial idiot that every town has.
She knows something about me, or how I died.
It's pretty bold of you to assume Claire's capable of knowing anything.
I'm serious. I have to find out the truth.
If that's what you need to do, I'll stay by your side. In order to make sure you don't expose us all and eat an entire town.
Thanks, Isabel.
At that time, I was so certain Claire had been responsible for my death. I imagined countless ways she might have done it. Sometimes Tony was her dim-witted sidekick. I was determined to reveal the truth and prove she killed me. Unfortunately, my obsession with Claire would blind me to what I really needed to see and put all of us in danger.
¶¶
thanks for listening to Georgie Romero Is Done For. It means so much to us if you could leave a review at the iTunes store. It's the best way to get the word out about us. Bye.
This has been Georgie Romero Is Done For, created by Kat Walker Shea, co-written and co-directed by Kat Walker Shea and Rachel Greenberg, produced by Rachel Greenberg, Sox Whitmore, and Kat Walker Shea. Music composed by Evan Johnson. Sound designed by Elliot Yoakum. Recording engineering by Evan Johnson and Sox Whitmore. Georgie Romero voiced by Sox Whitmore. Zabel Hawthorne voiced by Kat Walker Shea. Hanako Kanagawa voiced by Jade Robinson.
Ash Ramis voiced by Caleb Feetsam.
Vincent Lambert voiced by Keon Haydari. Claire King voiced by Rebecca Lehrman. Tony Dante voiced by Tony Tirico. Until next time, this has been Georgie Romero Is Done For.